This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, June 6, 2019. And we just covered the mutiny against the president with the criminals put in there by Hillary and Obama, not following any presidential directives, engaging in massive crimes, trying to implode the economy, trying to break the borders. It's just wild. Wild. And then they're openly saying 25th Amendment coup, removing Sage mentally ill. And they're going to have huge Capitol Hill events, all just declaring it and saying it. And they've committed all these incredible crimes themselves. What a time to be alive. You know, I'm not for doing offensively violent things, but there is a time when people have to become civil disobedient. And we have a lady joining us coming up in about 15 minutes with the exclusive. And I see why she get it, because it's this stupid little balloon, and it's all the media ever gives is attention, and they say that there was nobody there for Trump, even though there were big demonstrations for Trump. The media lies. They said no one was there at his inauguration. I was there. They showed photos before they opened the gates up. So Based Amy is her name. She's coming up, not this next time, but the next. She's the lady that went and popped the balloon. Look. I would say don't do that, except the left is out attacking everybody and bullying. And London is the capital of stabbing now. But the Islamists, so it was only a matter of time until it got stabbed. And it's feminine empowerment. Here's that video.
That's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace. The president of the United States is the best president ever. Shame on you. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
All right. We had a computer hiccup there. That happens. When she joins us, we'll play the full clip coming up. But the articles on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, activists arrested after popping baby Trump balloon. So she's going to be popping in with us. And then I intend to open the phones up ahead of William Binney joining us to talk about the upcoming declassification. You know, how were we able to tell you first about what they'd done to Trump and the campaign and ourselves and others? Well, because we had William Binney, and we had people in the DEA, and we had our own researchers, and we had people that were being targeted by this. I was targeted by counter-espionage operations, but it was really the globalists using that to go after American patriots. So this is the globalists' last gasp. They can ignore elections in the UK, and they can try to ignore elections in Europe. They're losing every time, and it's becoming evident to the people just how tyrannical the globalists are. So we're living in extremely, extremely interesting times. When we come back, though, I want to do a closer look at Mr. Brennan. Because when he headed up the CIA, remember, he got caught illegally spying on the Senate. Remember all that? So when you have your own intelligence agencies spying on their political enemies and they've been caught and they don't get in trouble, and then the president says, I order this declassified. You keep saying behind this wall is all this proof that I'm wearing hammer and sickle underwear. No, behind that wall is your illegal spying. Release it. And they go, yes, sir. And then they creep out of the office. And then it doesn't happen, but something happened. Something happened. Very, very interesting. John Kelly's gone. And so we've got a fighting chance at getting all this out. This isn't the normal political ballgame we've been seeing. The problem is the enemy knows, the globalists know, the people that have sold America out, they know what is about to happen. And so they're going to make some major moves. And that's why we're in such a danger zone. That's why this is such an incredible time to be alive. And that's why it is beyond imperative for however you're watching or however you're listening to understand, literally, you are the oxygen of this resistance. When you decide to take action and spread the word about the show and about the articles and videos, we all win together. When you don't, we fail. Please tell folks about how you listen and when you listen, and do it every day.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember, the Democrats now for the first time ever admit they want to repeal the Second Amendment and confiscate all firearms. They want you to keep your guns in lockers at hunting clubs, and then those get banned as well. They now admit they want your guns, they want your children, they want all of your freedoms. They're coming. And so we put together this little compilation of a great American patriot, Kurt Russell, talking about what the Second Amendment's really all about. The video is on NewsWars.com. I hope you share it.
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, Ed. Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
Not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns are totally a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasyland is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show. That's Fantasyland. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That ain't the answer.
Just put some
controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that get?
Oh my God.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Big mega corporations that sold their soul to the Chi-Coms, the globalists, but loved in the hearts of free people with different color skin and different places of the planet, but who love God and love justice. We're here in defiance of their tyranny. We're here in defiance of their operations, thanks to you. Coming up, we have the lady that popped the Trump baby balloon that is given by the corporate media more coverage than the president wherever he goes. And the left are the ones endorsing all this civil disobedience into violence. Well, I'll give you my take with the lady exclusively joining us that did this. She's a very likable lady, exclusively coming up in the next segment. A lot of media's called her. She's not giving any interviews. She's a listener. So we're going to be honored to have her on Base Amy, baseamy.com on Twitter, Real Base Amy. So we'll be talking to her from Her Britannic Majesty's London here in just a few minutes. Now, let me just say it this way. I was sitting there during the last break, and I said, air that Kurt Russell piece. It's powerful. I want to spread it. It's on newswars.com. It needs to be seen. But I said, I need a few minutes to think about what I'm going to say. Because I think I did an okay job last hour going over the magnitude of what we're dealing with. But I just want to sit back for a moment. And maybe even tomorrow, if we have guests, cancel them. I'm not saying do that yet. I'm just thinking about it. And just take calls about what do we do? Like, what do I do? What should you do? When they're openly saying they tried to have a coup to overthrow the president, and that they're saying they're still going to do it, and then he gives orders to take people's national security clearances, which is the president's purview. It's like, you know, Santa Claus coming down the chimney purview. Bear crapping in the woods purview. Fish swimming in the sea purview. I mean, it's his jurisdiction purely. 100% in platinum in the Constitution. And they're saying we're going to remove him 25th Amendment. And I know they're threatening everybody around the president constantly. And they are signaling they're getting ready to try it again. Now, there's going to be a physical civil war if they do that. I don't want to have that. It's going to happen. And I learned last year from multiple Pentagon sources that are very high level, involved in continental government, that the Mueller report, they were being told, was going to come out in March. They said March 1st. It came out towards the end of the month. But they were told, be on high alert, because if it's found that he is a Russian agent, as if Mueller's God, when he'd been in bed with the Russians, that Trump was going to be removed, and they were going to say the election was illegitimate, and they were going to have Homeland Security federalize all the elections so the Democrats could run them and steal them. We'd be like Venezuela, never have a free election again. And then I sat there and I watched everything count down, and I watched Mueller release it in March. I told you that in November. People always talk about QAnon. They go, oh, they give it to you in riddles. Well, this isn't QAnon. this is Alex Jones talking to real people that are really smart. And that is the way it works is, you know, we're sure getting told to be ready in March. For civil unrest and the removal of the president. So that's when we're told it's going down. Well, the system balked. They went, man, if we really remove this guy, people aren't going to buy this, and he's got all this dirt on us, and he'll release it on us for all the real stuff we did and all the meddling in the election and working with China. I mean, Trump's got everything. So they didn't do it. And Barr came in to basically save them from themselves. But they're still back at it again. And now they're going to do a 25th Amendment that we first reported on 2 years ago. So I don't know what you do when something is this crazy. I don't know what we say. I don't know how we stop it. I just feel guilty every minute I'm not on air. I literally last night got up at 3 a.m., couldn't sleep, and started buying plane tickets to fly to D.C. today. To engage in some legal and lawful spectacles to get the country's attention on this. I didn't do it because I figured I could do a better job here on air. I'm just telling you, I mean, my God, man, a bunch of crooks that are members of the Communist Party, Brennan and Comey, admit they're communist members. And they're allied with the radical Islamists, and the damn border's open, and disease is pouring in, and no one's ever seen anything like it, and Latin America's collapsing, and Africa's collapsing, and these traitors are still in control of our government. What are we supposed to do? We just keep fighting. But what must it be like to be Trump? No wonder he gets out of the White House every time he can. He has to send people to get his food. He has to send in people he trusts at the serving platters to randomly get pieces out of food and bring it to him and watch it. Because obviously he's already been hit with stuff. And that happens in every kingdom and every system throughout history's poisoning. That's why you have a taster in all of it. And Trump has already been through hell. And I'm not trying to lionize the guy. I can't believe he hasn't given in at 72 years old. Because I'm 45, and I'll never give in, I'll never give up, but I could give out. Because when you know the people serving evil are doing it against their own best interest, it's very demoralizing. But you know what? The children and the innocents deserve us fighting hard, and we're going to win. It's just so sad to see so many people deceived by this evil system. We're going to talk to a lady that took action. She's got guts, and guts is enough. She popped the Trump baby balloon, the fetishized balloon that the liberals have for their pedophile visions. They'd love to have Trump. They'd love to have my little kid. You know, they love power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Latest report, Democrats don't know why they want Trump impeached. Here it is.
Trump's going to be impeached? Hopefully, fingers crossed. What's one thing he's done that's impeachable?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
We're here in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Monument, where there is a national march to impeach President Trump going on, or so there was supposed to be. As you can see behind me, there's maybe 30 people, and that's being pretty generous. So let's go see what they have to say and see if any more people show up. Your guys' recommendations from the comments, and I got a Liberty Hangout mic flag instead of the InfoWars mic flag. We're going to see what kind of reactions we get here today using this instead of the InfoWars. What brought you out here today?
My friend's mom. And just the overwhelming fact that Trump is aggressively negative for the country.
Give me one fact.
One fact? The amount of time it took for him to release his tax information is overwhelmingly devious.
In what way?
Just the fact that the majority... I would rather not talk about it. My apologies.
The main thing is he refuses to prove that he was not receiving campaign finances from a foreign power, and that's against the law. That is a violation of campaign finance laws.
That's totally made up.
This is a very cute sign here. Explain it.
Well, it's pretty simple. It says that you need to impeach Trump.
And why do we need to do that?
Well, I'm not politically inclined, so I'm not going to pretend that I know why. But
then why are you out here?
I'm here to support my family, because they support this.
Okay. So your family supports this, so
mommy,
you came out.
Mommy pays my bills, I live in basement.
To impeach the president, which is pretty big,
mommy,
right?
Give me
pretty
meal.
Serious thing to say and what to do. But you're not sure why we need to do that.
Well, I know people who do know why, but they're all the way down that way.
Oh, okay.
Mommy takes care.
Maybe we'll go talk to them then. Okay, is there anything else you want to say about any of the other signs here?
Not particularly.
What's in it for Putin? What is in it for Putin?
Well, Putin's stated objective since he took office in 1999 was to undermine the United States.
Hey, libtard, you're fighting American patriots, not Putin.
So I think 2016 demonstrated that he did that. The Mueller report proved that with all the.
We're the people took over the planet, dumbass, not the Russians.
What's in it?
Did you read the Mueller
report? Russians don't take anything over. It's us.
There's some black.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Did you see the part where Trump and Putin were in Mexico together, kind of painting pottery and stuff like that? Did you read that part?
No, I didn't see that.
Would you believe it?
If it's in the Mueller report, yeah, if he's got the evidence, yeah.
Would that be grounds?
Oh, yeah, Mueller's got the evidence.
That? No, I mean, that's a publicity stunt. I mean, the real problem is we don't know what kind of obstruction or what kind of corruption is going on because of the obstruction.
Oh, we know about the Democrats, libtard.
What are you doing here today? What do you hope to get out of
Look
it?
Look at this idiot.
Liberty Hangout is.
So we believe in college democracy, women's rights. We're a YouTube channel, so it's not like the news.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we are.
Okay. I live in Michigan, and this is what I do in my retirement. I go to protests and try to make the world a better place.
You libtard.
Are you...
You wear a Linda Sorcerer hat.
I think so. Washington Post ran an article about an event I had in Grand Rapids the same day that a certain party was at an arena downtown.
Oh, did you have the big giant
baby Trump balloon? That was us.
Oh, don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to that. What do you like so much about the image of Trump in a diaper?
It's very accurate. It's spot on. He's an uncontrolled, immature child.
Which part's your favorite? Like the diaper, the phone in the hand, the nipples? What's your favorite part about Trump in a diaper?
I think it's just ridiculous, and it looks good being ridiculous.
Yeah, I would say so, absolutely.
Okay, folks, the full report. Of Caitlin Bennett is up on Infowars.com. And let's back this up in a moment. These people literally have no idea what planet they're on. Trump is still a Russian agent. This poor lady's going to say he hates all Mexicans. Where's the tape of that? These are followers, though, that believe Stephen Colbert and believe CNN. These are the dumbest people on the planet. By the way, the lady that popped the Trump balloon in London, we've had Skype problems on both them. We're getting her on soon. We'll go audio only. It doesn't matter. Next segment, if we can't get the video up, we've been trying for about 20 minutes. But I love the idea of not having an Infowars mic flag because it's like a cross to vampires. If you have that out there, but if you go out with just another mic flag, then they'll start showing you how stupid they are. Well, I don't know anything politically. I just heard he's a Russian agent. Oh, that's totally for the country and trying to stop the takeover of the globalists. Yeah, right. Globalism is about getting rid of your country, dumb butt, for multinational corporations to have their way with you, like the Chi-Coms that fund Netflix. But see, they don't understand it. Let's continue.
Border. I'm Mexican. Have you been there to see what's happening?
Yes.
What's happening? So you've been there at the border.
Have you been separated from your family? You're white. You don't know the privilege. You have privilege. You have the white privilege. Okay?
Have you been separated?
Do I have privilege?
Well, of course, because you're a Republican. I don't know what you are, but you're a politician.
I'm a politician.
Are you a politician, Greg?
Absolutely not. I'm not a politician at all.
All right, engaging in reckless conduct. Can you go more into that?
He repeatedly tweets out against, North Korea and Russia. He seems to be like...
Well, if he tweets out against them, wouldn't that prove that maybe he's not meddling with them?
Oh, yeah. He wants to make friends with people and get them to not threaten nuclear war. That evil warmonger. Democrats in major polls now are pro-war. They just say, we want war, period. Because what they are is really just dumb sloths that watch mainstream television. We have based Amy connected. We're going to go to break. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. She's going to be joining us. Exclusive interview. Baby Trump balloon popper joins Alex Jones. So, drum roll, please. A little brief pluggy-wuggy, or we won't be on air. Thank you all for your support. We have a new big special running at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything with force in the name is 50% off on the supplements. The T-shirt, the new already best-selling Space Force America's Back designer shirt, is 33% off. Because if I did 50% off, it would be below cost. That's right. So, beautiful T-shirt, 33% off right now. DNA Force Plus is so amazing with the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's one of the strongest, lowest price formulas out there in sports broadcast. Find out what PQQ and CoQ10 does for you. 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I don't have to tell you about that. It's already a bestseller. But if you haven't tried it, a good healthy nootropic for focus, you name it. And it makes shack time with the little wifey poo more fun, in my opinion. When the brain's turned up, everything else is. Sorry, I'm just telling you. And Turbo Force, ladies and gentlemen. Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy and more. Infowarsstore.com. And yeah, for libido, there ain't nothing like it either. I'm just going to be honest with you.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
They're going to destroy us.
They're going to destroy us.
BaseAmy.com. We're about to meet her live on air because she went out and she stabbed the pedo toy, their dream of having Trump as a baby they could abort or rape or kill. And so all over the world, the left is funded by Soros, literally funds these blimps. They're just small balloons. They're not even that big. To give them massive attention. Everywhere you go at a Trump event, the stupid balloon is there, but that fat baby is defeating them. And then coming up, graphic New shock footage is on NewsWars.com. Undercover probe catches abortion doctors play fighting with dead babies and playing football with their dead bodies in hallways. And again, I've always explained and I've always told you, ladies and gentlemen, that they play with the bodies, they have sex with the bodies, they do rituals with the bodies. It runs the continuum. And they've been arrested and indicted many times for that. So, obviously, somebody that can kill nine-month-old babies all day in third trimester is going to either be a Satanist or be crazy. So, viewer discretion advised when we do air that. But going to Based Amy at BasedAmy.com, Twitter at RealBasedAmy. Amy, thank you for joining us. We're going to play the clip of you stabbing the balloon. You know, I'm not really for offensive type stuff like this, but I get the left is milkshaking and actually stabbing people with knives and bike locking people in the head. So I kind of agree with you at this point that you individually decided it was the right thing to do. But a lot of it doesn't get caught on video. We see you get cut. They assault you some. Describe why you did it. Tell us who you are and then why you did it a few days ago and why you're giving us the exclusive. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to say it's an honor to speak with you. I've been listening to you for quite a few years, so it really is a privilege.
It's a privilege to have you, and thanks for putting up with it.
Yeah. No, thank you. Well, the thing is, Alex, I have been a patriot all my life, and I've witnessed the decline and fall of patriotism at the hands of people who I thought were going to protect it. And obviously, throughout the last few years, it's been very, very disturbing to see what has happened. So the whole thing with I've supported President Trump, Donald Trump, when he was in The Apprentice. I wanted him to run for president because I just couldn't believe how amazing he was then. And so when I heard he was actually going to run, I just was over the moon. And obviously we had Brexit, which I was very much a part of because I've not been able to deal with the European Union forever. I've seen our sovereignty be taken away, democracy being taken away, just little by little over the years. And, you know, we finally got the Brexit referendum. I couldn't believe the propaganda I was hearing coming out of the airwaves. It was just shocking, and I didn't believe anybody would believe it. But, you know, when I was seeing the staged speeches, people standing on the stairs and they're holding the prepared signs, nothing was natural. And I thought, nobody's going to fall for this. But to my horror, people were falling for it, and I thought, oh, my God. And I've not had my television on since that referendum. I cannot watch mainstream. So I have been amazed at what President Trump has been able to do in the short space of time. He's been in office with all the obstacles, with the swamp creatures, the whole establishment, everybody just throwing blockades in front of him, and he's just bursting through them on his train, just, you know, demolishing them and driving them insane while he's doing it, which, you know, it's just a joy to witness. And so when he's going to come over here, I was mortified when I first heard about the balloon. Couldn't believe it, and I really didn't think that our government would permit, you know, they say, come on, you know, taste. Let's have a bit of taste, dignity, decorum. It was so devastating to actually see this.
And we should also add, Sadiq Khan said 6 months ago, Trump should not be allowed in the country. He started all these fights, said all these lies about the president. And then when Trump fired back, all over the U.S. and U.K. media, they said Trump started a fight with Sadiq. So there's even that level of lying. And, of course, so it's Sadiq that's doing this.
Well, we're like CNN on steroids over here. We don't actually really have any conservative media. It's completely been taken over. And so it really is a bubble of propaganda that is rife throughout the country. And so I've been active. I've been forced into it by, the shock and horror of realizing, seeing what Obama did to America, the devastation he caused. And, you know, it was going on before him, the Bushes and the Clintons, you know, the whole thing. I was just seeing just something horrendous happening to the country that I was born in, you know. And so this whole thing with the fake news, and I just wanted to I actually used Periscope. It was my first introduction to the outside world. And I just had my little Periscope channel, and I just started to just talk and say things that I had discovered and just try to spread what is real news. The actual truth is what I thought the media were meant to be, was to be the go-between between the government and us, to let us know what the government is up to. What I hadn't bargained on was the complete takeover by the, you know, by the government of the media, and the media going along with it, because it's all corruption, it's all money, follow the money. And I just didn't realize how few people with morals existed. I know there are many. I know there are a lot of us, not me. I mean, you know, people in power.
Sure, they make you feel all alone when you don't go along with their whole globalist operation. They admit that in the WikiLeaks and other documents from Twitter and Facebook. They laugh and say, oh, these nationalists or conservatives or Christians or just common censors, they think they're talking to people, but we block them. No one can hear them. Ha, ha, ha. Only if someone stumbles across their page do they see them. We've got them in solitary confinement. Ha, ha, ha. It's just so cowardly.
It's the flipping the script, because it's the whole what was bad is good. What was good is now bad. Nationalism, patriotism has been able to be turned into dirty words, as if you're talking about dictatorships and communism. And I mean, when the world went really weird, Alex, was when I started listening to RT when the when the referendum was going on, when the election was going on, with Donald Trump, and they were actually telling you what was happening. It's been so long since I've heard media talk about what actually is happening without their spin, without their take, and without their flipping the truth, that I almost forgot.
And in truth, that is the only Russian collusion, is that RT was somewhat, non-biased. You know, it didn't have a big reach. The left made a huge deal about it. We're about to go to break. I want to come back and get into what actually happened in the video, because so much of it, we don't get to know what happened, how you got cut, what actually, what happened once the police took you to jail. Here's a little bit of that video of you just 2 days ago when you, again, stabbed and popped with scissors the balloon.
I'm going in for it. I'm going. Did it. That's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace. The president of the United States is the best president ever. Shame on you. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You've done it, guys. Yeah, baby. Hey, you better go check out. I think Donald Trump's balloon is not very well. I think it's going down rapidly.
Now, if she'd have hit a man in the head with a bike lock or a woman, she's
going down, baby.
She stabbed a stupid balloon.
I'm bleeding quite badly, though. Don't touch me!
You save for the purpose of this.
No, I'm not myself. I'm not myself.
Oh, look,
everybody!
Look!
Now, if she'd have been an Islamic, acid attacking a woman, or stabbing somebody, or cutting up a young girl they kidnapped for beef kebabs—literally, that's admitted—it'd be like the cop be like, "Oh, you're fine, ma'am." But no, you stabbed the worshipful balloon. You're going to jail. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Based Amy, B-A-S-E-D, Based Amy, is her political, I guess, resistance name. She was just getting into how she woke up, was always awake, but just woke up to the echo chamber bubble they were in, and, you know, seeing this stupid blow-up, the thing that they worship everywhere. There were a lot of people I saw on the news the first few days that were for Trump. The media said, oh, Colbert said it was made up. Everybody was against Trump. It's this illusion that, you know, that Trump and America and freedom and everything's bad. Here's a CNN headline today. European leaders gave Trump a history lesson. I was watching CNN this morning at like 5 a.m. I couldn't sleep. And I was writing notes, and it was just like, the EU gave Trump lessons about the EU was set up to stop another World War II. But Trump doesn't know that. He's helping Hitler. And it's in the article. He's Hitler. The European Union was a plan of Hitler. That's BBC even admits that. But that's what I mean. They just, Fox News was reporting yesterday, I was watching it, that, well, you know, the Europeans will remind Trump that these institutions were established after Hitler and he's trying to destroy them. What, an unelected EU opening its borders up? Flooding it with Islamists? Just upside down world, ladies and gentlemen. But going back to Based Amy, how'd you come up with that name? And then let's get into you go out there, you got the scissors, you're on the live feed, but we don't see how you get cut or what they did to you. I mean, what do we not see on the video? What happened once you got arrested? What have you been charged with?
Okay. I got the name based, Amy, from I got involved at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, where the free speech was being shut down. And I got just with Tommy Robinson when he did the Martin Selner speech. I was actually there that day, and I found myself on the wrong side of the line. And I've researched a lot about Islam. I've educated myself. I've got the Quran. I've got everything to find out what the enemy is all about. Enemy to women, you know, to me, I'm affected, so I need to know what we're dealing with. So I found out.
No, exactly. Any woman that actually cares about women's rights better be concerned about Islam. I mean, but instead, the left tells us embrace it.
It's also mind-blowing, Alex. You know, it's just it's devastating what women are doing to other women, or letting it happen just without even thinking about it, and just the denial. So anyway, Speaker's Corner, it's obviously an iconic place. It's all about free speech, and the free speech was being shut down. And obviously with the praying that was going on there, it was – I checked the law, and I realized that there's no praying allowed there. And so – it was just over a year ago, Easter Sunday last year. I just decided to go. I knew they were going to pray. And I thought, with all the stuff going on in the world, with the Christians and the Jewish people being slaughtered all over the place in Africa, Middle East, that it was just not on. I wasn't going to have it anymore. I'd had enough. And I just thought, I'm going to just go find out what's going on. Why is the law not being applied? I've seen it going on. And I thought, I'm just going to ask, going to find out. And so I did. And I happened to live stream it when I was doing it. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know what was going to happen, but it was picked up, and it sort of went a bit viral. That was my first experience.
And what's beautiful about all this is they try to censor all of us. Just more people stand up. They're never going to silence us. They think if they intimidate Westerners, the globals, that we'll back down. We're Westerners. Mm-hmm. That's going to trigger us taking action. Now let's get back to a few days ago, and the pedo blimp of Trump is out there. Yeah. The leftists are there. Of course, it's got a cell phone in its hand. They're so mad that he can communicate. That's the worst thing, is he bypasses the media. How dare him? He has free speech. They enshrine that. That's part of the villainy. And so you go up to this balloon blimp. Yeah. Describe what happens that we don't see on the video.
Okay, well, what it was is a year ago I actually used a pair of tweezers and I punctured the thing a year ago, but I only punctured the base of it. I didn't realize it was in two parts because I was infuriated with it last year and despised the thing and was mortified. So the final straw was hearing that the president had to see the thing when he was going to meet the prime minister. Just absolute, that was it. Okay. And so obviously knowing what I was going to do, I decided to make sure it wasn't going to be something where I could be accused of being violent. So I took a pair of dog scissors that are safety scissors that have the curved ends so they're not sharp, so that when you're trimming their eye fur around their eyes, you can't poke them. So I took these scissors with the rounded ends, and I was going to just try and slice it. And so that's what happened, is I the time had come. I decided to do it. I was looking for my tweezers, couldn't find them, and I wanted to rip it so that it wasn't just a puncture wound that I was, did the year ago. So, but of course, when I went to do it, I didn't realize how thick the rubber was. And so when I went to hit it, because I'm using it bounced off. And I guess that's what it sliced my finger. And I just, went for it, big time. And that was it. And yeah, then I said what I said, and I decided to, go off. I didn't know if anybody was going to I really didn't know if I was going to be jumped on by who, what, where. So I just thought I'd just go off. And, of course, the blood was just a real, that kind of ruined my I don't know what you're talking about thing.
I love how the memes have exploded. We just put one on screen for TV viewers. Let this symbol of Trump as a baby be like the New Year symbol, or a symbol of regrowth and freedom. But since they think it's a symbol of weakness, I love it where he's floating above London and he says, I see 12 rapes and 9 stabbings from here. It's really upsetting them that every symbol they bring up to hurt us, we just take it away and use it right against them.
Oh, well, the best for memes. I love it. I love the sense of the humor from it has just been phenomenal. But the point is that, you know, our the establishment is supposed to be looking out for us have completely capitulated, completely let us down, and there's no way that thing should have been allowed to fly by anybody. Any one of the politicians should have said, "Excuse me," but it just goes to show how far gone we are.
And you just said something key: the establishment, the aristocracy, whatever you want to call it, is supposed to look out for the people. And if it doesn't, it's thrown out. Instead, under globalism, we're learned to hate ourselves, so we give in to the globalists when the globalists are cold-blooded and don't even pay taxes and are exploiting everybody. It's sick.
Oh, yeah.
They've broken the social contract.
Exactly what has always been said is that they accuse us of doing. The same thing with the Nazis, the same thing with the EU. It's actually the Fourth Reich. Everybody knows it was a greater Germany was the plan. And it was, Walter Hollstein, who Angela Merkel inadvertently mentioned his name back in December and praised him. And he was a Nazi. You know, it's so amazing. They're now blatantly, they're openly bragging about this, this master EU army and everything else. And yet you still have people denying that is going to happen. It's just this willful denial, willful ignorance.
Let's be clear about that. You never voted 30 years ago in the Maastricht Treaty to enter the EU. It makes 90% of your laws. You voted 3 years ago to get out of it. You haven't gotten out of it. And now it says it has an EU army, which we reported on 20 years ago, to stop you from leaving. And the great-grandson of the most powerful Nazi royal family, the Junkers, says he won't let you leave and that he will, quote, destroy Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is just beyond. And so, I'm just a regular person, Alex. I'm middle-aged. I've had a lot of operations, multiple backs, three hips, just a multitude of things have happened to me, which, ruined my career. I have a mouth. And I decided I wanted to use it to just go to the source because nobody was listening anywhere. If I tried to phone up radio stations, I'd be censored because once they'd find out that I was actually pro-Brexit, pro-Donald Trump, they couldn't cope. So it was just sort of...
You wanted your sovereignty. You didn't vote to enter the EU. It was running your life. And so you've taken political action. I was looking at your Twitter and stuff. You've had hundreds of millions of views the last few years getting involved, and other people are going to use you as an example of taking action. I don't normally endorse offensive action. But at the same time, I get basically when the left gets violent, we start engaging in I guess what's the term to use? Kind of Gandhi-esque or Martin Luther King stuff. We're not offensive, but we're also going to sit down. We're going to block the street. We're going to engage in those type of activities. But what about getting our own balloons and then having them kind of fight with the Trump balloon? But from what I've heard, Sadiq Khan and others, they try to suppress anybody else being able to even have a demonstration. If you try to have a pro-Trump or pro-England or pro-UK thing, they try to come out and block you.
It's completely, it is the Stasi. I call them the Stasi, the SS, because I've been obviously doing other things. I've been active in trying to challenge the legal system, the police, with over abusing their power, and they did it on my birthday, Alex. It was when they arrested me, the force that was used was just absolutely ridiculous. And
well, stay there, let's hear about what happened once they got you arrested. And the word I was looking for is civil disobedience. She didn't hit a woman in the head with a bike lock and get praised by Chris Cuomo on CNN. She just stabbed a George Soros balloon to make a point.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.